4, I pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I'll turn the meeting over to our solicitor for reorganization for election of the supervisors.
All right, do I hear a motion for the chairperson?
Nominate Gary as chairperson.
Second.
There's been a motion made to appoint Mr. Williams as chairperson and second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Now we'll turn it over to Chairman Williams.
Okay.
Congratulations, Gary.
I didn't hear him say aye.
I'll vote for myself.
Or you're abstaining.
I'm abstaining. At this time, I'd like to have a motion for vice chairman. I'll make a motion for Rachel Hendricks to be our new vice chairman.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time, we're looking for a roadmaster.
Make a motion to appoint Gary Williams as roadmaster.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
We don't actually appoint a roadmaster.
No, I was going to say that. We don't pack. Secretary Treasurer. I make a motion we appoint Shahana Shamin as our Secretary Treasurer.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
Thank you.
Solicitor. I make a motion we appoint Tony Magnata as our solicitor.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Thank you.
Building Code Official, Commercial and Residential. I make a motion that we hire Code Inspections as our Building Code Official, Commercial and Residential.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So passed. Sewage Enforcement Officer. I'll make a motion we appoint Robert DiLorenzo as our Sewage Enforcement Officer.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
Before you move on, alternate, every year we forget to put Mike Cobb in as the alternate.
Mm-hmm. You want
is that a motion?
Mm-hmm. I make a motion that we put Michael Cobb in as the alternate sewage officer.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Mike Cobb?
K-A-U-B.
Yep.
Is that at the same rate of pay as 2025?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, you know?
It's 75%. And 15, 60, which might be, like, you'd have to look it up. I don't remember. I never charged for hourly.
But at the same compensation rate as 2020.
Yeah, same
correct.
Compensation.
Very good.
Emergency Management Director. I'll make a motion we appoint Eric Pesaro as our Emergency Management Director.
Can we just make a discussion on that? We've been trying to get in touch with him on a couple of things, and we haven't been getting any return either calls or messages. There's been some documents that came in that went to his attention. Can we just...
I will make a second of the motion to reappoint Eric. And then, is there more discussion that you want to have, or you just...
No, that's it. That just before, I'll agree with appointment, but we do have to have a discussion with him.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I reached out to him to let him know that appointments would be done today, and if he didn't want to be reappointed, he'll let us know. He was appointed by the fire department as the reappointed, I guess, as the assistant chief, it looks like, according to their website, so.
Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So passed.
I did speak to him also about the plan, when we went for the open house, but I took him to get a draft, and he was basically expressing to me how he was trying so hard to make it perfect, and every time he thought he was just about there, then he would think of something else it should be.
That always happens.
Yeah. It's a tomorrow.
Especially with emergency.
You've got to go forward with close and keep updating over time, and then, you know, but I, you know, I also mentioned that.
Okay, good.
Zoning officer. Make a motion we appoint Michael McCaffrey as zoning officer.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Township engineer. Make a motion we appoint John Fuller as township engineer.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Alternate engineers, McGooey, Hauser, and Edsel. Colley Associate and James Farr, make a motion they be appointed.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
COG representative, make a motion we appoint Shauna Shamin as our COG representative.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Where do we stand on the Planning Commission members?
It's Kevin and Bob Brown that need to be reappointed. Whose terms are expiring.
That's what I thought. I make a motion we reappoint Kevin Stroyan and Robert Brown as members of the Planning Commission.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So fast. Planning Commission Secretary. Make a motion we appoint Shauna Shamin as Planning Commission Secretary.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Planning Commission Solicitor. Make a motion we appoint Anthony Magnata as our Planning Commission Solicitor.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you.
Zoning Hearing Board Members. I make a motion we appoint Bill Pittman, Elizabeth Kumali, and Eric Vogelsberg.
Do they have terms that are one-year terms?
They're reappointed every year, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I thought they were.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Zoning Hearing Board Alternate Member. I make a motion we appoint Scott Keener.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Zoning Hearing Board Solicitor. Andy resigned so that he could help the Planning Commission. Sean Logsdon sent us his letter of interest. His hourly rate is $150 an hour. I know that he billed for travel.
He's from Don's office, right? Donnie
Yeah.
Carp. Yeah.
Yeah. But because his rate is so much lower than the other attorneys, mm-hmm. even with the travel, it's not too much. And Zoning Hearing Board doesn't have that many meetings.
I work with Sean in Jefferson Township and in Lehigh. He does a good job.
What is his name? Logsdon.
That's about
L-O-D. It's in the pile, right? You had the copies of his letter of
interest? Yeah, it's in your pile.
L-O-G-S-D-O-N.
S-E-A-N. Sean.
S-E-A-N, yes.
What did you say?
Anybody else in mind?
Well, didn't we have Eric as the alternate?
I think we did at one point,
and then we didn't.
The only thing I would say about that is that Eric was appointed as the public defender.
Yes.
Yes.
And I gather that he must be a little
busy.
Yeah. He'll be busy.
Well, I've been waiting on something for him since the beginning of November, so
he's gonna be busy.
I think he's pretty busy.
So we.
Jobs like that usually require you to give up your other practice.
Yeah. Most time you got to give up your other practice.
Jobs like that usually is the end of your civil practice.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have that appointment when I started working on the estate that I was working on.
Vacancy board member. I'm 8 for motion.
Well, just go back to that a second.
Do we want to keep him as an alternate?
I'd be fine with that. I'll make a motion to appoint Sean Logsdon as the Zoning Hearing Board Solicitor and Eric Hamill as the alternate Zoning Hearing Board Solicitor.
There you go.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Vacancy Board Member. I make a motion to appoint Dave Helms as a Vacancy Board Member.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Open Records Officer. I make a motion. We appoint Shauna Shamin as our Open Records Officer.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
Thank you.
Auditing firm, Kurt Suma and Company. I make a motion we appoint that company.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Holiday calendar. I make a motion we follow Pike County schedule of holiday closings.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Official newspapers. I make a motion we appoint Pike County Dispatch, Pocono Record, Pike County Courier, and Tri-County Independent as our official newspapers.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Township office hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Office hours for the zoning officer, I'll make a motion that they be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesdays.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Supervisors meeting schedule. First Mondays and Thursday Mondays of the month at 7 p.m. Workshop at 6:30. If the legal holiday, the officers will meet at 7 p.m. Tuesday of the same week. Due to the 26th election schedule, the second meeting in May and a first meeting in November will be rescheduled.
Well, before we vote on it, why don't we just do those right now? But I just want to take up the issue of the holidays.
Right.
When we go to the Tuesdays, Tony's never able to make the meeting.
Correct.
Right.
Never. So, but you said most of the time, if Wednesdays. Those meetings went to Wednesdays, you could do it.
The only thing that would interfere with that is if a zoning hearing were scheduled, and that's maybe once a year.
Okay, so what were you saying? I think we moved the whole calendar
for all the holidays and the elections.
Just for the holidays and the elections?
Yeah, right. To Wednesdays, not our regular meetings.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Gary?
That sounds good.
Okay, sounds good to Wednesday, me, and then we're... Yeah. I don't think we need to advertise, you know, and change. So,
correct, one time.
I'll make a motion that we set the supervisors' meeting schedule for the first and third Mondays of the month at 7 p.m. with a workshop at 6:30. But if there's a legal holiday or an election that week, then the meetings will be on Wednesday at 6:30 instead
of the same week.
Of the same.
Yeah. I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Planning Commission meetings. I make a motion they be on the fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. of the month.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Sorry, I was looking to see where the...
Planning Commission workshops. I make a motion they be on the second Thursday at 7 p.m. as needed.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Fee schedule.
Can we just clarify for the workshops that all of the second Thursdays will be advertised and that the as-needed part will be cancellations if there's no business to be conducted?
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fee schedule resolution.
We did work on a new zoning fee schedule, and me and Mike, because he had some concerns about the old fee schedule, and... He's going to present it. I forgot about getting a copy of it from him for tonight.
No, you can keep this in. Just
keep this in for now.
In for now until amended by the board.
Okay.
By resolution of the board.
I'll make a motion that we readopt the resolution from 2020 for the fee schedule with anticipation that a new schedule may be adopted at a later date.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Depositories. Bank motion, we use Wayne Bank, MBT Bank, and Pledget as our depositories for our money.
Funds. I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'm going to abstain from that because of my contract with the financial institution.
Treasurer's bond. I make a motion. We set our treasurer's bond at $500,000.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
Usually, the schedule should also include the voting delegate because when you register for the conference, you have to advise them if you're the voting delegate or not. If you don't do it, then you have to go through a much lengthier process to get it appointed. Is anyone else planning to go to the conference?
No.
Okay, I will plan to go to the PSATS conference. Would you consider appointing me as our representative to vote at the conference?
What are you voting on?
They'll have the whole booklet of resolutions.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have it ahead of time, but I don't think so. Usually you get it when you arrive.
What type of resolution? I'm not familiar with it, so.
Well, there's tons of
things like what the priorities for the organization's lobbying efforts will be.
So, oh, okay.
Where they think we should lobby for a DEP change or an advertising law change.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Rachel Hendricks as our representative of the PSATs.
Voting member.
Voting delegate, yeah.
Voting delegate.
Voting delegate.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Taking time to say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
To get a resolution done, the channel, the easiest channel, is to introduce it at our county convention in October and have the county convention support it, and then they send it back. Now, the last time when I did that, they just had me send PSATs a letter about it because
that doesn't seem to be working. So I want to
yeah.
I want to make sure it's out there because there's a couple things that really need to be straightened out, especially with EEP.
Well, if you want to give them to me ahead of time, the other thing I can do is I can try to get them brought up at the POP Under 2000 committee and see if they can push it forward.
Because last time I had to drive to Harrisburg and walk right into the Secretary of Environmental Control's office to get heard. I'd rather not do that. But I have major issues with sewage on residential properties. The state is moving forward for housing.
Mm.
One of the biggest things in housing is multifamily dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
Now your two-family houses that now have to do planning for sewage, mm-hmm. where it never had to before. And it's really not on the books as needed. They have an 800-gallon a day rule, but that only applies to water discharges, not on lot
septic. It's an unwritten rule. Also.
No, it's written for the 800 gallons for discharge to any waters.
Mm-hmm.
And when I questioned them on it, they said they were going by the definition of single-family dwelling.
Thank you.
So well, the problem is it's holding everything up, and it's a big problem for multifamily. Once you go above, like, if you got three pieces of property and you're putting up two-family houses on each one, we never had to do planning before on that. Now you got to do planning, and it's a lengthy process.
I wonder if that kind of thing was the Sherwood's housing plan. I thought it was supposed to be released,
I haven't seen it yet, but he was moving forward to push forward on housing like that.
It's the Scott Novotnik rule.
That concludes our reorganization business,
it's the whole
yes?
Google.
Yes.
Okay. Along those lines of other announcements, I'm pleased to announce that the township was awarded $125,000 of statewide local share account money for our municipal facilities plan from our 2024 application. So that combined with what we have in our 2026 budget should let us do almost all of what we had planned. And we still have a shot that in March they might act on our Monroe County LSA application. So if we're successful there with even a little bit, we'll have enough to get everything done. I would like to consider the AARP grant application, which should be opening really soon.
Isn't it only me and Gary that can apply for that?
No, because it's the wheelchair button that we were looking to do for the walk helps handicap accessibility, which is something AARP supports through their grant program. So the new round hasn't opened yet, but they said it would open in January, so I wanted to bring it up and see what you guys thought about that.
I would definitely go for that.
Me too.
Okay, very good. So I will keep an eye out for that and look for that on a subsequent agenda.
Very good.
I don't know if there's a fee or anything else, but we'll find out.
All right. Fact finding first.
Two regular.
And move it on. Now, approval of the minutes from the December 15th meeting.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from December 15th.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Treasurer's report.
Sure. Thank you. After the last meeting, I received $150 from sewage, a $316.07 dividend from PZAT's Unemployment Compensation Group Trust, $269.58 from code inspections for the month of November, $900 from AutoZone conditional use application, and $250 for their hearing. And that's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion. We approve the transfer of $10,000 from Pledget General Fund to the MBT checking.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Roadmaster's report. In the last two or three weeks since our last meeting, we have been very busy with a lot of small storms, which I call materiality storms. Because you got to treat the roads, otherwise they freeze over and they just became solid blocks of ice, because I've never seen so much traffic as I've seen the last few months. I mean, I know we had a lot of holidays, but traffic has been atrocious. I mean, I'm out there at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you got cars running them down in the middle of a snowstorm. And the other day I was out, I do an errand before I went home, and the Walmart parking lot was half full. That's, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's absolutely crazy to see the amount of traffic that you see out here in the middle of the night. I mean, not just on Route 6, but I'm talking about on the township roads. And the township roads are all dead ends. But they're still on them. It's absolutely crazy. We've had some breakdowns. We've had some trouble with our sanders. We got a new control box just came in today for the one truck. The other one, hopefully, we got that a little worked out. We had an airline break on the Mac. That's repaired, so... Hopefully everything by the end of tomorrow we'll be back up and running. So the trucks take a beating out there, even though we're taking it easy on to them. I did get a couple complaints on mailboxes, but the mailboxes, I can show you pictures of them. One was completely rusted out, basically hit by snow and it went down. Another one was accused that we hit it. I can show you a picture of the mailbox standing there that doesn't have any snow onto it or nothing, but yet we hit it. And you hit a mailbox with a 3,000-pound plow, it ain't going to be standing up in the middle of the area. 99% of the mailboxes that are out there in our township roads are within our right-of-ways.
The Postal Service kind of requires them to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was also thinking, some of them put them right on the road.
Yeah, some of them are right off the corner.
I think we should actually have something in zoning for mailboxes.
It's
for a slight setback where the truck can still get to it, but it's back far enough that it's not getting taken the brunt of the snow from the plow.
Yeah, most of the mailboxes that do get knocked out are not hit by the plow. They're hit by the snow coming off the plow.
Right.
And if you don't have a certain amount of speed when you're plowing, the snow don't come off the plow, it builds up in front of you. Now you got a real problem. If you've never been out there plowing a township road, it's an experience. Mm-hmm. You're driving your vehicle and the other vehicle at the same time. So
I want to take the moment here to just say congratulate you on the condition of our roads. We do have well-maintained roads.
We have no accidents on our roads, and we have no complaints on our roads.
And coming from somebody who drove the plow truck for years, times have changed. Nobody stays home.
No.
Those times I was plowing up Vandermark Drive and there's cars sliding down the hill on the other side while I'm going up.
Yeah.
So you have to, and most of our roads are hills. You have to maintain. Otherwise we'll end up with problems. But
and EMS has to be able to run whenever they get called.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not like years ago. You know, I've heard people say, how come we're not using more sand or more aggregate? Yeah. Because not only, yes, it'll cut down on salt, but also we got a lot of major cleanup then in the spring.
Fills your drains.
Because it plugs all the drains up. So we're gonna, if we're not spending the money on the salt, we'll be spending money on the work on the end. But it's just a matter of, people don't stop. I had to go to the doctor in that last snowstorm we had in Port. And I had a bunch of cars in front of me doing 18 miles an hour on 209. And more than half of them turned into Walmart.
Yep.
Maybe they were employees.
I think they were out of toilet paper.
Maybe. But sometimes employees can't afford this, that.
You know, years ago,
a couple hours.
You didn't see that.
No.
The Walmart lot was empty.
Yeah.
I figured out I've been plowing the township roads just over 40 years.
Wow.
So.
And not only that, our
thank you.
Supervisor in the garage is state trained.
Yeah.
On how to maintain roads.
Yeah. So, we're pretty. But outside of that, we're up and running again. Hopefully everything goes good.
Mm-hmm.
I know we could have a little ice tomorrow afternoon the way they're talking right now, but hopefully not. And it's supposed to warm up a little bit.
Yeah. I haven't
heard
that.
You hear that?
Until Saturday it's going
to warm up.
Yeah. In the 40s. It'd be like Florida.
Yeah. Well, it was 40 and you go. Key West in Florida the other day.
Yeah,
was it really?
Yeah.
I don't care. As long as all the snow melts, I don't care.
Yeah. Moving on. Zoning.
There will be an AutoZone NPDES pre-app meeting scheduled for January 6th at 2 p.m.
That's for AutoZone?
AutoZone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has
John
been notified?
Yeah, you sent
great minds, right?
The day it came in, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you let John know, please, that we would like him to attend?
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, it'd be nice. Public participation. Yeah, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Moving on. Hey, guys. So, I've been wondering about this. So, you guys are doing your own 537. Is that just for completeness? So, you have an official statement that you're a pass through? And you're not going to connect anybody, or?
Well, we're updating our old one.
Okay, and what is it going to state, that you're not connecting to sewage?
Well, we won't be part of the 537 plan with everybody else. We'll have our own.
So it's just going to be fast, though, like it was?
Yep.
Yes.
And basically, you're putting this in place, you're updating the existing one?
Yep.
And it'll have, so you'll be have completeness on the 537.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the other question, the other thing I've been thinking about is, if Legend Properties actually follow through or do what they said they were going to do with their last proposal, which was the 80-unit hotel, how are you going to build an 80-unit hotel without central sewage, Bob? That to me doesn't work.
They had a lot of property over there that they already have had approved by DEP for on-lot septic systems.
How large a septic system would you
need? It's large.
Yeah.
Acres.
So, and is that included in their plans? I mean, acres and acres of a septic system?
They have the area marked off on the plan for the septic system.
Okay. And then zoning, there's nothing in your zoning that says you can't do it. This is basically DEP telling them?
Yeah, when the testing was done, I was out there, their representative was out there, and the DEP was out there.
Okay. So it would be acres.
Yeah.
And then the other one I had was the Section 407, is that still in draft status?
Yes.
And that's, you're still waiting to get together with the Health and Water Authority guys?
No, right now we're getting together, Tony will be getting together with our engineer for another part of it. What section is that for? No.
That's for the, with John?
Yeah.
We're going to do the warehouse standards.
Okay.
Say that again?
Warehouse standards.
Right, warehouse standards.
Yes.
And 407 we can move forward with now or not?
Well, 407...
This cyclone's got me on a brain fog.
I have to remember, I think Fred's asking about the general 407 section.
Right.
Not the specifics, yeah.
Well, you...
And that kind of got tied, that kind of got bogged down, I think, a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at the 407 parts that... specific to warehousing. I know you're making changes.
Yeah, no, that's where Tony and the engineer are still working on the warehouse part.
But then once you guys are squared away, there's no need to go back to the Open Water Authority on this?
Well, they're going to get a copy of it to review.
Right, they'll get a copy.
As soon as it's ready.
Okay.
I believe the Planning Commission is also going to be making a recommendation to us for a new planner, since our planner retired.
Aye.
So